It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Let's lock in.
This is Unrivaled.
Yes! Yes!
The teams you live for. The sports you love. With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's another edition of Unrivaled. Is it Wednesday? It's a Wednesday. You know how I know? Because the Eagles are already warming up out here in the at Vivint Arena. It's their 2022 Hotel California tour.
No peeking.
I was chided.
No peeking at the sound check, Alex.
I was chided. I'm walking through the arena, walking up, and this guy.
Bad boy.
I didn't even peek. I was not peeking. I wasn't planning on peeking. But now I want to peek.
You look like a peeker.
Now I'm going to peek, dude.
Yeah, you're kind of a peeker.
The guy stopped me. I'm just walking into a studio over here, and he goes, excuse me. I was like, yeah. He goes, no peeking. And I was like, well, I didn't. He goes, no, I'm just letting you know. They don't like people to peek in on it, and it's strictly forbidden. I said, okay. He said, what are you doing here? I go, I'm working. Where do you work? Because I go, right over here. I'm doing the Zone Sports Network. We're doing the afternoon show. Unrivaled. Come on. I know you're a listener. And I said, and you guys are 100%, you can totally come and peek on
us. You can peek.
And he's like, I don't have time for that. I was like, all right, well, you've wasted my time, but I hear Don Henley warming up the pipes out there. Do you think it's really him?
Well, who else is it going to be?
No, I'm just like, do they press play? Do they have a guy who they
that
bring
That sounds
on
like a real person.
Do they have a roadie who sounds like...
No. They do have stand-ins, like though, for
the instruments.
For blocking for live television shows?
Yes.
Like they have actors and actresses.
Yeah.
They're stand-ins.
Yeah.
Make a couple $100,000 a year.
They do?
Yeah.
Couple $100,000 a year to stand there?
To stand there. Because they got to block out scenes,
well,
right?
I'll sing like Don Henley for a couple $100,000 a year. No problem.
No, you just have to stand there. You don't have to sing.
I'll do the singing for free. Yeah. No?
They may fire you.
That might actually be a problem.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got lots going on with the show. We're going to kick things off, as we always do. Oh, by the way, Alex Keery, former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell, we make up Unrivaled, and we got it in the works. We're working on Maverick Top Gun, like a full date night with the whole station. We're gonna buy some ice cream for each other, charge it to Nate, and then walk away from the whole thing and be better people for it. So that's what we're planning on. We're gonna try to get this thing done. Can a bunch of adults figure out how to watch a movie together as a company date? Can we make it work? We're just going to try to do it.
Yeah, it could be that awkward first date.
Oh, yeah.
That could be uncomfortable.
I'll hold your hand. I have no problem making that move.
So where did you grow up?
Like, what was your mom like? All right. We're taking a jump right in here on the program, and we're going to get right to the cut, as we always do on the program. Let's do it.
The other question. Undeniable. Unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Ain't nothing like it.
Cut, as usual, brought to you by University of Utah Health. At University of Utah Health, you get the same great care that the Jazz, RSL, and the Utah Trust. Visit uofuhealth.org. That is uofuhealth.org. Scott, as we jump in here, you know, I was interested in this story because I don't really know what it means. As I started to dive in and I started looking at it and I go, okay, Donovan Mitchell says he's committed to the Jazz through the summer. Is that,
that's not even the start of the season.
No, I know. That's what I'm like. Is this a,
what does he mean by committed through the summer?
If someone says the word committed and then gives you a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
If my wife called me and said, I'm committed to you at least through the summer. I would go, I'm feeling pretty nervous about this.
Because maybe it's a statement that says, if you don't make changes, if things don't improve here, I'm out. So you've got the summer to figure this out. You got the draft. You got whatever. Free agency. Go figure it out. Otherwise, I'm going to be whiny crybaby NBA basketball superstar that's going to go where I want to go.
Well,
I mean, that's how they get.
Right.
And I hate that, just so you know.
Why?
Because, look, why do people have to get so mad to get things done? Why do you have to be a jerk? Why do you have to, like, you know, stand on the walls and scream and yell to get things done? You know, why can't
they shouldn't have to.
No, why can't people go, we're looking to do things the best way all the time? I mean, wouldn't you feel like, isn't that a place you want to go to work? You want to be?
If we're going to, sometimes we try to pretend like an NBA superstar isn't the same kind of a stratosphere. Like, hey, you wouldn't do this at your work. And of course, it wouldn't necessarily be the same. You know, the comparison is always bad because it's like you're talking about a singular person whose brand is as big as, you know, anything around this market when it comes to individuals and how much money they can produce and all these things. And in his case, the real thing that you should be worried about is the fact that the guy is under contract the next 4 years, but he said he's committed to you through the summer.
Right. Yeah. You go,
well, no, I mean, we kind of have it on this sheet of paper. Are you saying you don't, like, there's going to be something that happens along the way to where you might actually say, I don't want to commit to you through the end of the summer? I don't want to commit to you starting? Through the summer is right on top of the basketball season. I mean, you're a couple of months removed from the start of the basketball season. And so what version of a commitment level from Donovan Mitchell is going to make you feel better? Is it going to be not saying anything at all? If he would have said nothing at all, I would have felt way better. Now I'm committed through the end of the summer. It's like, you shouldn't have said anything because now everybody's freaked out. And maybe that's the shot across the bow thing. You know, when these reports come out, you go, and you've trained me in this, Scott, because there's always more than meets the eye. Somebody allows this message to go out.
Right.
Somebody from a side
by design
lets it get out there. Yeah. And there's no accidents. There's no mistakes. Very rarely is it like, oh, whoops, we didn't want to let the story get out. So how does a story like this get out? How does information like this get out? And what's the message?
You have a publicist. You have a marketer. You have people that go, okay, we need, what's the story we're going to spin here? And they go to their outlets and they go, hey, I've got a story for you. You want to get it out there? Donovan Mitchell's like, whatever. I mean, that's how it all happens. It's not complicated.
What about just like guys in the entourage? You know, a couple of your buddies, close to the best guys who say,
that's when you're not really sophisticated.
you got your
cousin or your uncle or your, you know, nephew or someone.
Bad thing is you're paying both of those.
And
groups.
You go, you know what I'm really tired of? You know, I'm tired of being second fiddle, blah, blah, blah. So that relative is like infuriated. So that relative goes out and says, man, my guy deserves
to
be.
He's not happy.
He is not happy. This,
man,
is just like, I'm tired of all this stuff because my guy is the guy and he needs to be taken care of. Now, that's not as sophisticated, but probably every bit as effective, maybe even more effective.
You might be paying him more than a publicist, by the way.
Because it's not a narrative, right? It's just like a raw feeling. Exactly.
And a secondary kind of...
What's wrong with this, though, right here?
What?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
The Jazz had a strategy a year ago. They go, 2 years ago, you remember we were in Las Vegas and we sat in a press conference. They signed Mike Conley. They signed Boyan. Everyone was excited. The Jazz, you know, needed some more offense because they were really good defensively. They just weren't as good. They needed more offense. So, and they also needed a point guard. So they got it, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that was one of, by the way, that was like a massive coup. I say a coup, like it was a huge get for them.
They targeted Mike Conley and they tried to trade for him. They tried to do all these things.
They sold out on it.
They wanted him, right? They felt like this team was really close. You know, just get these pieces, And so this team was built to win a championship. They got in the bubble. They really gelled as a team. And then, boom, 2 years ago, they have the best record in the NBA. So everyone like, man, this plan worked. This is great. This team is really, really poised to win now. Everyone we talk to, all the insiders, this Jazz team is poised to win now. So the Jazz in the offseason, and I remember us having this conversation where we said, why does it feel like everyone else got better and the Jazz didn't? And it's like, and you just felt like the Warriors were going to be a better team. They were going to be healthier. You felt like Denver was going to be a good team. And I know they had injuries. You felt like Dallas was going to be a better team. Memphis was going to be a better team. Phoenix was going to be a better team. And the Jazz made a decision. They said, we're doubling down, right? We like the team we are. We like who we are. And we're going to double down. And so what's so wrong with this? The Jazz took a swipe, right? A lot of things just felt like they had it in place. They took a swipe. They took a swing. They made a run. And guess what? They were wrong. They missed. And it's okay. I mean, because I think all of us felt like, hey, we're excited about this team. And it's just like, you know what? For whatever reason, and that's what sports is, all the parts didn't come together like we thought they would. The team didn't gel like we thought they would. The chemistry wasn't quite there. The talent level didn't match up with who we are. You know, we couldn't maximize our people, right? We couldn't get the most out of their skill sets. And we just missed. And I think it's one of those where Jazz fans don't need to like throw in the towel or everyone just, you know, overreact to this. It's just like, based on the information, the Jazz had a strategy and they felt like it was the best one, and it looked like it was the best one, and it wasn't. So you move on.
You know,
so you don't have to get into this, because what the Jazz feel like to me right now is there's this power struggle between Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it necessarily has to be there. I'm just really curious to see what kind of impact Danny Ainge has. What kind of role does he have? What does this front office look like? How are they making decisions? How are they develop? What is their strategy moving forward? And how is that, you know, is it, do they try to acquire draft picks? Do they try to acquire players from trades? What are they doing? Because clearly what they did was not the right move.
So the idea is...
no harm, no foul. Let's move on.
So the idea is you're telling everybody, hey, guess what? In sports, your franchise, more often than not, is actually not going to be a championship caliber team. There have to be moves that get made. I got an email today from a listener that said, hey, I can't imagine a Jazz world without Donovan and Rudy playing together on the court. And I'm going, well, you should, because those guys can. Those guys are the guys, and they can definitely picture themselves not playing for the Jazz probably.
You know, I hear
but
this.
I know that feeling. I know that feeling don't break the team up. Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, Jay Novacek. I was like, never get rid of these guys.
I know that feeling.
Look up at the screen right now. Look, okay, in our studio, Steph Curry.
Yes.
Right? In this iteration of the Golden State Warriors, what's been fascinating with it is It stayed together. And they might win a championship without Kevin Durant.
Yep.
And they might just, I mean, and so it's a bad thing for the regular fan who goes, well, Golden State, they just threw together a bunch of old guys who, you know, everybody thought wasn't going to be able to do it. They might win the NBA championship.
And the Warriors have gone through some rough times.
Yes.
You know, they've had their seasons. They've had their struggles. They've been pretty pathetic and you know, when they get all the pieces and all of it together, it's the right thing. But look, when I was in Detroit, we had really good. I mean, when you talk about really good players, Barry Sanders, amazing. Herman Moore, amazing. Brett Perriman, amazing. Mm-hmm. Johnny Morton, amazing. Dave Sloan, our tight end, Pro Bowl tight end. Amazing. I mean, it was as talented a group of people as there were in the NFL. And you know what? Everyone felt like, I need to be the most important person. And it wasn't a recognition of us together is so much more powerful than us apart. And guys just couldn't accept and be a part of that role.
Right.
And you see that with Donovan and Rudy. And I just, I hate to see them really maybe mess up a really good thing and realize the grass isn't always greener. It's not a better scenario.
But these types of changes happen all the time. And we just, we cannot imagine a team without X, Y, and Z players, right?
But Rudy Gobert is a good player. Donovan Mitchell, they're amazing, right? they're top players in the NBA. Why do you want to give them up?
It's not about giving them up. It's just about the fact that you might have hit the end of the road when it comes to what you've gotten out of these guys. Now there's just no version that they can cobble together of them being a championship team in Salt Lake. And Danny Ainge is not going to settle for anything less than putting a team that has a shot at a championship on the court in the next five seasons.
I think it's more of like, how do you create people around them to maximize their abilities and what they do? And I don't think it's Rudy and Donovan as much as it is the other guys that are a part of that team. That in order, if you're going to have a Rudy Gobert, you've got to have a different makeup of those wing defenders than what you have. If you're going to have a Donovan Mitchell, you're going to have someone, you know, that you know, maybe it's a better version of Mike Conley. I don't know.
I asked Gordy Chiesa this week, what's the position in 2022, 2023 that you're going to build your team around? Don't say a player, but like, hey, we have this solid center, point guard, shooting guard, and he goes, the wings, right?
Right.
Which is definitely what the Jazz, like, struggle and kind of hit and miss on these things, right?
Right.
Royce O'Neal was, you know, everybody thinks to themselves, that guy was not the answer,
yeah,
you know, this year. And
Royce O'Neal feels to me, though, like a guy that if he got on the right team, probably would do.
But that's supposed to be this case, right?
I know.
That's this team because it was basically custom molded. That position, that starting job was custom molded to him. Where else is he going to go and be a starting wing in the NBA?
I never felt like Royce O'Neal was this elite shutdown defender.
No, but he was definitely for a stretch of time the best defender on the wing that the Jazz had.
Right.
But was that just not saying much? Is that what?
Right.
Is that where we're at?
I just never saw it. I never saw this just elite defender.
I
saw a guy that, you know, gave great energy and great hustle and worked hard. But you know, does he just that lockdown guy? I never saw it.
Did you ever?
I saw a guy where teams would put him in a position where, all right, go make a basket, and he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to shoot.
Yeah, and by the end, it felt like he couldn't.
Yeah.
And so I think that a lot of folks see the makeup of this team. They see the story like this that comes out. And this isn't like Donovan saying the story is not Donovan Mitchell comes out and says, I'm going to commit to you through the end of the summer. The story was it looks like that Donovan Mitchell, Bradley Beal, they're both expected to remain committed to Washington and Utah respectively this summer, according to the Bleacher Report by Jake Fisher. And look, one of the names that came up was if there is a trade request that does actually come to the team, the Hawks could create a strong offer to any of those teams who might be willing to give up a Donovan Mitchell, Bradley Beal, whomever, right? And so I've heard a lot of the other shows talking about whether or not Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert have been snubbed as All-NBA team guys. Why on earth would they be on the All-NBA team right now? Last year was a bit more of a head-scratcher for
yes.
me, where we're like, okay, Donovan Mitchell, my heavens, that guy, best team in the league in the regular season, all-star guy, had a, you know, kind of broke the ceiling on what he's done in years past and doesn't get a sniff, right? But are there fans out there that really feel like Rudy and Donovan got snubbed as not being part of the All-NBA team? What All-NBA team is Rudy Gobert going to be on? Who is he going to replace at center on those All-NBA teams?
Or Donovan.
It's just, first of all, there's one thing to be an All-Star. It's another to be All-Pro, right? Same thing. Like Pro Bowl in the NFL is way different than All-Pro.
Right.
We're talking the
The absolute very best.
The top 11 dudes. Yeah,
small team.
Top 11 dudes on each side of the ball. It's very tough. And so I don't see why people are going, oh, they got snubbed. Did they get snubbed? No. Do you feel like that was there something in the way that the season went, the way that the season ended, that made you think that those guys would have been all NBA performers? I just don't think so.
No, and when you're a five seed in the playoffs, and really you don't have any, like, who had just a dominant performance? Did Rudy Gobert in the playoffs? Did Donovan Mitchell in the playoffs? I mean Donovan. I'd say Donovan struggled. Period. This year, I mean, there were a lot of times. There were a lot of games. You know, there's nothing in the regular season performance of the Utah Jazz that just made you go, okay, those guys are just. I thought Rudy was better this year. I think Rudy has not reached his ceiling yet. I don't know where Donovan is. I don't know. Because I just didn't see the same growth in Donovan that maybe I've seen every year. If you recall, it's like every year in the playoffs, Donovan kind of reaches a new level and just didn't do it this year.
I think a lot of people were waiting for that 45-point performance in there somewhere.
That sophomore slump kind of hit him in his fourth year.
You know what it was, Scott, is that in each of those – in that series, there was somebody else who was way better.
Yeah.
And he didn't show up until game four, right? And so Luka Doncic just played. And if it wasn't Luka Doncic, it was Jalen Brunson or Spencer Dinwiddie. My heavens, if you would have thought to yourself, yeah, Donovan's going to get outplayed by, not really outplayed, but maybe the guy who's going to take over and end up winning this game for their team is going to be Jalen Brunson or Spencer Dinwiddie. Right, compared to a Donovan Mitchell who you expect, who's actually already been there before.
The West is loaded with some really good teams, a lot of really good teams. I mean, just to make that all-NBA team just from the West, and the East as well. I mean, it's just hard. That's a pretty stiff competition.
We've got a lot of fun planned for the show. We've got a lot of guests. We're going to come back around the corner here. And Michelle Botkin, our Ute insider for KSLSports.com, is going to join us, talk a little bit about the Pac-12 dropping divisions, best teams in the title game. She also did a pretty interesting write-up about Utah in the New Year's six bowl games that they've been in. They've been in half of them. And that experience, what it means kind of going forward for this University of Utah team, she'll join us.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.